Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Hey y'all! Are you enjoying your freedom? Your freedom of speech, that is. As we know that the left is trying to kill free speech. And if you are not aware of that, don't be offended if you're part of the left. Just hear me out. Or not even me, just look around you. It's interesting how the pendulum has swung so extremely. It used to be the right who had witch hunting, but now who's doing it? So I was watching this video or many other videos about free speech and how this guy, I forget the channel from Change My Mind. He was talking, actually was talking about what is freedom of speech and should the government or entities be in part of it. So as we know in our constitution, free speech is not made by man or given to man by man. It's given to man by God or the universe. So who is meant to get rid of free speech? For example, I was watching another video where the guy was saying that his girlfriend called him the N-word. And I'm saying the N-word because I personally do not like the word. And I don't care to say it. And of course, sometimes I've said it in jokes, like not with other people, but with myself. Like I'll sing a song and whatever. But of course, anything has context. And so, however, despite that, I do not like it. And I have my very good friend who often uses it. And I never go to her and say, hey, how dare you use that word? Blah, 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 blah. And by the way, she's black. So someone could say, well, she's black. She can say it. Okay, I don't care about any of this discourse. Whoever, I feel like when it comes to speech, that's for me, of course. And if you have your thing, that's your prerogative. Anyone can call me N-word, F-word, whatever they want to say. You know, when they say sticking some your bones. Yes, words can have an effect on you if you allow that to happen. And of course, if you're a child, that happens and that sucks. But as an adult, it's going to be your responsibility to get rid of your traumas or not even get rid of them, to mend your traumas and to go above and beyond as a human being and to not let people's words affect you to some extent. And of course, whenever I make a post on Facebook, a lot of people tend to either write under my post or name calling or they try to friend me because my Facebook is private now because of you. Guys who wants to troll me and so who wants to DM me and say all these bad things. And of course, as a human being, I feel an effect, but I don't let it last and I don't let it to affect me in the long run because I know anything anyone does is their karma or anyone says anything, good or bad, is their prerogative, is their life, and is their human right to say it. All right? So people can call me names, that's fine. I've grew up a cripple and I grew up not being able to speak fluently because I was stutter and I had to take sign language classes and even learn English fluently. And I've been made fun of. I've been called, actually as a kid, I wasn't called gay, but I was, people of course in the 90s, people would say that's gay, but I was called ugly Haitian. I was called like other things, I don't even remember. But I was made fun of. And people will bully me physically and mostly verbally because I'm the kind of kid who do not, you can say whatever you want because I believe in freedom of speech since I was a kid, whatever it was, but you will not touch me. That no one have the right about. No one has the right to kill. But anyone can have the right to say whatever they want. And of course, there is this thing legally when it says, is it freedom of speech or call to action? And I do believe that, yes, if you say things like a call to action to go and hurt somebody, then of course that's part of speech, but it's a call to action. But freedom of speech of opinion, making a joke about something or calling someone names, because the left is big on names, okay? And if you're watching this and you're the left and you offended me saying that, I'm just talking about the truth, okay? So, and that's my experience. That's my experience. So I can only talk about my experience. So question is, what do you think about free speech? Do you feel like you're God on earth, that you're going to dictate what someone can say or cannot say? Okay, fine. If you're God on earth, how about you in private? So are you going to bullshit yourself to tell me you never said anything racist? You never said anything that's like being an asshole? You never say anything bullish? You never said anything bad about anybody or anyone in private? In your head, in your diary, singing, watching, talking with your peers? Okay. And who are you to go in public saying, to dictating what other people can say, think, but you're doing the same? So you get my point now? It's our right, I do believe, and I don't dictate anything on anybody. It's our human right to say whatever we want to say, regardless of other people's emotions about it. Because guess what? However people feel about what we say and how we say it is up to them to behave about. Is their behavior is up to them. And so I made it my own practice. When people say things to me, you know, funny thing is, my practice is, whenever people will say things about me, I will argue with them. And guess what? Argument is over. How do you argue with someone who agrees with you, who jokes with you and kiki with you and all this stuff? You know, I've made a lot of enemies because of how I am, but I've turned all these enemies into friends. Because it's what you do that matters the most at the end of the day. And it's not what you say. But of course, to the recipient, it's up to them. So are you going to let what someone say about you, to you, or about other people affect your well-being? Does that really worth it? And if you say, well, if someone has the freedom to talk about that person, that will make other people hurt people. Okay, I get it, but it's not what they said that would lead those people to hurt other people. Again, like I said, an orange cannot give apple juice. So those people are making excuses to go and hurt other people based on what someone says. Okay? So it was already there, and they're making that excuse to go to the action. However, if there was a call to action, that's a different story. So that's my take on freedom of speech. And I feel that people, and depending on where you are in history, the right used to take freedom of speech away. Now the pendulum has swung like a clock you see behind me. Now the left is doing it. Witch hunting. The left is becoming their worst nightmare. What they didn't want the right to do unto them, now they're doing it to everybody. And it's maddening. It is crazy. And this is the world we're living in. And so, call to action to you guys. Of course, be mindful of what you say. Mindful as in, be loving and kind with your words. Be impeccable with your words, as we read in the four agreements. However, be not shameful or fearful with what you say because of what people may think of you or do to you. Because where there is fear, there is no love. But if what you say is love, out of love, then you can say whatever you want. And even if you do not have love, you have shame and fear, no one on this earth have the right to tell you how to say it, what to say, when to say it. You have that freedom and you have that right to think and say anything you want. And I'm just going to make those examples, like racist things, things when it comes to sexuality, or things when it comes to however someone is, that's your human right. However, we should not be confused with no one has the right to hurt others with action. And I understand we can hurt children with our words. Unfortunately, that's where we just need to make proper distinctions. But we have no right to dictate on each other. Although we do it anyway, no one has the right to kill, but we're killing, right? So that's the podcast today. So today I want to ask you, what do you think about free speech? And do you think you got on earth to dictate other people's free speech? All right. Cheers. And that was fun.